I would just say this. One, we don't know where people are going, and it's very important never to make an assumption that people we don't know. You can't, it's haram to say anybody's going to hell. I mean, we can think that probably that person probably is, like I would think, given what they're doing, like some really evil people. But unless the Quran actually specifies a person, we can't say. Kufr is a very complicated thing. I actually wrote an article called Who Are the Disbelievers that's online. Kufr is, I think, Muslims have a very simplistic view of it. I think it's much more complicated than people realize. Kufr, first of all, is it's clearly a denial and a rejection of the truth once you see that it's true. And so a lot of people are just nas. They're just people. And the Quran has nas, ya ayyuhan nas, ya ayyuhal mu'minun, right? Ya ayyuhal kafirun. There's different people that Allah speaks to, but the first people He speaks to, the very first command in the Quran, ya ayyuhan nas, i'budu rabbakum, alladhi khalaqakum, walladhina min qablikum, la'allakum tattaqun. That's the very first verse in Surah Al-Baqarah that gives a command. Ya ayyuhan nas. Once the hujjah has been established on them, then they become kafir if they reject it. For most people, Abu Hamid al-Ghazali, who I think is right on this issue, and I mean, I'm nobody to say Abu Hamid is right, but a lot of ulama do not hold this opinion, but Abu Hamid al-Ghazali is of the opinion that the vast majority of people are not kafirun. Because they have the hukum of kufr. But he says if they get the message in a distorted way and they reject it, they're rejecting a distortion. They're not rejecting the message. They never got the message in the first place. So a lot of people just don't know. And I think Muslims, we need to be more humble and get out of this kind of idea of, you know, that paradise is a you know, it's a hotel that we've booked. And everybody who shows up on Yawm al-Qiyamah, you know, sorry, it's already, the Muslims have booked this. You know. So I think we have to be very careful about that. And that's not to belittle, you know, kufr is real and there are kafirun, and I'm not denying that in any way, shape, or form. But I'm saying just be careful about judging people. Because we just don't know. We don't know what they've been through. We don't know what they've walked. You know, you see people, you know, that are behaving certain ways, and you don't know. You just don't know. I mean, I was at a family gathering once, and I was going to get a chair, and this man rushed up to me and started screaming at me, "That's my chair! Don't touch it!" And I walked away, and I was like, ah. You know. And then somebody explained to me that, you know, he's mentally ill, right? Well, that elicits compassion, but the default setting is always to judge, you know, and that's why it's just really important to just have compassion with people, to try to understand where people are coming from. And that's not to say that there aren't, you know, that we do have rules, and that if people break the rules and, you know, things like that, because we do have moral agency. But sometimes it really is mental illness and things like that. But those who have moral agency that do evil, no, those people, they will have retribution. You know, Allah will give everybody their due that deserves it. And those that were merciful in this world, Allah will show mercy to them in the next world. Ar-Rahim, it's the first hadith I learned, all the Musnidun, the very first hadith they teach you, it's called Al-Musalsal Bil-Awwaliyah. The first hadith that you learn is Ar-Rahimun, Yarhamuhum, Ar-Rahman, Irhamu man fil ard, Yarhamukum, aw Yarhamukum, man fil sama. That those who show mercy, the merciful will show mercy to them. Those who show mercy, man fil samawati wal ard. Those who show mercy, Ar-Rahimun, Yarhamuhum Ar-Rahman, Irhamu man fil ard, So have mercy. Men there is called Sirat al-Umum. Show mercy to people in the world. The quality of mercy is not strained. It droppeth as a gentle rain from heaven. Upon the place beneath it is twice blessed. It blesseth him that gives and him that takes. I mean, it's mercy is that's why our Prophet is Rahmat. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We only sent you as a mercy to all the world. That's who our Prophet is. So I'm not denying there's wrongs and people that we believe in justice, and that's absolutely true, and we shouldn't forego justice. And you end up in this kind of wishy-washy world where there's no, I'm not saying that at all. It's very important. Governments have to be just. Governments are not there to be merciful. You don't want a judge who, when somebody stole all your money and you take him to court and the judge says, we should have mercy on him. You know, that's not the role of the judge. The role of the judge is to restore, right? To give restitution to the wrong. So the governments have to be just, but people, to the best of our ability, should be merciful and forgive and overlook as best we can, because if you forgive people, then Allah will, it's much easier to be forgiven. And that's the famous hadith of the man. He had no good deeds. It's in the Sahih. He had no good deeds except when he sent his debt collector out to collect debts. He said, look, if he's having a hard time, don't just leave him alone. And Allah said, I'm more merciful than that one. So he forgave him because he forgave other people's debts. That was the only good deed he had. Or the woman who fed the prostitute in the hadith, it's Mumis. She's literally a prostitute, and she sees the dog panting, and she takes from her shoe from the well and gives the dog water, and Allah forgave her for that act of kindness to a dog. So what about to human beings? So that's the point. So people don't get me wrong about that. I don't want people to think that I'm in any way condoning or saying that we should all just let people run all over us and forgive. No, if people do something criminal or if people aggress upon you, right? Dhulm is dhulm. وَالظُّلْمُ ظُلُمَاتِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. But the highest people are people that do forgive and overlook, and it's a high maqam, but it's certainly not, it's not something that you have to do. You have every right to get your justice about things in the world. And if that's how you feel, then you certainly deserve that. But also an important thing is to remember dhulm, it's dhulm. I always say it's dhulm all the way down. Muslims, they look at jawr, in fiqh al-logha, jawr is dhulm of the governments, right? And one of the things in our aqidah in Tahawiyah, he says, وَلَا نَدْعُوا عَلَىٰ أَيْمَتِنَا وَإِنْ جَارُوا عَلَيْنَا. We don't imprecate against our leaders, even if they're oppressive to us. That's in our aqidah, right? So jawr is from the hukuma, but dhulm is everybody. So when the Quran is mentioning dhulm, it doesn't just mean the governments, it means everybody. Everybody has dhulm, and you have to be careful because, there's dhulm in the house. There's dhulm towards your wife or towards your husband or towards your children. There's dhulm towards your neighbors. Dhulm is everywhere. And then, لَا يَخَافُ ظُلْمًا وَلَا هَضْمًا. On Yawm al-Qiyamah, there's going to be no fear of hadam. Hadma is it's partial dhulm. It's not full dhulm. It's like there's no dhulm and then there's no even partial, so it's not stinting on your right. So dhulm could be partial or full, like you lose some of your light. Whereas with Allah, nothing. Everybody is going to be either forgiven or given exactly what they, Allah will not oppress anybody. I mean, it's impossible for him to impress anyway, if you understand that we're all mamalik, we're just his servants. Alhamdulillah. Subhanakallah wa hamdika ashhadu an la ilaha anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.